plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit.
After the end, our program shall continue.
But he has been serving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Englewood Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs and make calm bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Will not be televised. Will not be televised. The revolution will be no leader, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This year to organize and mobilize into a powerful, united and
voice of the African nation.
Elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. I'm sorry. 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 The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. 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 Inoperative. Click. I am sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Click. Inoperative. Inoperative. Click. I am sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? I'm sorry. The government I'm sorry. The government I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Inoperative. I am sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be?
New message. Friday, 11:36 a.m.
I am sorry. Done bit my sister Nell. Whitey on the moon.
Click.
government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. 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 Inoperative. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Inoperative. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be?
This is Africa. Tanzania is the size of France and Germany combined. Africa. The Africa of our monkeys.
The Furious George Show. I'm Furious. With me, Lethal Leslie, DJ Slick Nick, opening a nice refreshing beverage. We are celebrating the life of Gil Scott-Heron and some other crazy things that happened in the last week, so stick around. I will play more funky craziness from the past, but right now here's something brand new from, I think it's going to work here, from the Beastie Boys, their newest album. I'm stalling because I'm making sure it's there. Yes. All right, here we go. I'm Furious. Stick around. Oh, yeah, this is a WCOM LP, Chapel Carbro, 103.5. Not WCOM. WCOM. I'm Furious. WCOM Radio.
rolled up the horticulture, ignited it and said, I hope the vapors don't insult you. What I replied, denied, but it makes some weed and hot. He said it was nine up and down like he agreed a lot. Boy, said we need a plot, I comply, let's leave a spot. Hopped in the Granada, he's impressed by the beat I got. His name is Jesus, but his pimp name is Jesus. Slapped out for the pieces with his plastic prosthesis. Don't you know that I'm your daddy, said he. This is true, plus he schooled me for my Mackin degree. Never flee, try not to flee, make nigga pee when you stick around. It's me, my mama had found, taught me to put it down. I press the gas to the ground to show that I'm a hound. Make sure they gear up the sound, it's heard throughout the town. 30 years ago, Jesus could pull up quick, but now he's 50 and his belly hang lower than his philosophy that he spit. Stuck in my memory chip, and now we putting in a disc of Gladys Knight and a pip. And then it starts to skip, he said somebody must have scratched it. Put the 40 to his lips and put the contents down a hatchet. Clunk the 40 on the floor and place his palm on the dash. And wheeze out, come on man, make this fuck, I'm gonna pick a mash. Ain't gonna mash too fast, cause my tags ain't right. Me and Jesus the pimp in the 79 Granada last night.
The United States is at war, not just on the ground, but in cyberspace.
Mardi Gras, there's beauty in the cracks of the cement. When I was five, I hopped over them wherever we went to prevent whatever it was that could break my mama's back. Little did I know that it would roll up in a Cadillac. And matter of fact, she couldn't see him like a cataract. And on the track, she went from beautiful to battle axe. And back at home, she would cry into her pillow while I'm in the commode. I was 6 years old, I would crawl onto her lap and we would hug and hold. Never knew how she was suffering from my food and clothes. She asked me what I thought of Jesus when he broke off some bread. I said he missed an arm and he seemed like a peepee head. She said don't cuss and my teeth to go brush and get ready for bed and the toilet to flush. With tears in mama's eyes, I was her everything. Before she went out on a stroll, she tucked me into bed and sing. Early in the morning when the sun starts to creep, when the birds start to chirp and crack heads go to sleep. Mom was coming in, I heard her keys go clink. Wearing nothing but pumps, bikini and fake mink. Even though she served for $50 a pop, hardly had enough for rent after Jesus recocked. That day the landlady got a rent before we got his knot. Slammed mama's head against the front boat lock. Then the pimp with one arm done born. Reached back and crawled to her head like a barn. Never saw the act up in the back, I was cussing. Heard the black lap of 20 head crack, clashing, and body blows. Somebody brought some bolos to the spine, I was hysterical. She didn't even have a switch to say I love you, but I said it to her, and she knew that I knew. She was dead by the time the ambulance got on the case, but I never get the last stick in her face. Stop at the intersection, flat pieces about directions. So the first one, I got very friendly vocal inflections. My belief that MacArthur could continue in flight. Me and Jesus, the pimp, in the 79 Granada last night.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is in office. The government you have elected is in office. Just how blind will America be?
I'm sorry.
The government you have elected is inoperative.
Little baby Jesus. Big. To be women had to be
inoperative.
And I don't think that it's going until we make
The government you have elected is in our
click. In our
Yeah. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
Anybody flying planes to the World Trade Center, talking reckless about Michelle's arms, or talking that birth certificate bullshit, it's dead, B. I mean, what's a goon to a goblin? I'm the goblin. I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
You ready, Tim?
Right. Yes.
Mr. President, you're coming off an impressive week. You were hilarious at the correspondence dinner. And then the next day, you ordered the attack to kill Obama. What the f***? No. Osama. Did I say Obama?
Hey,
Osama.
Tim, don't play that bullshit. Don't run that Fox News bullshit on me, okay?
Osama bin Laden, I can say it.
Not but.
Can you tell me how things transpired leading up to the attack?
I was at the White House, getting that money, when my military connect hit me with a direct message on Twitter, letting me know that they had identified the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. It was at that point that I gave out the executive order to lay that murder game down, B. Don't even read him his rights. Run through the door, start blasting. No questions asked. Change.
Then what did you do?
At that point, I informed Michelle. She called the barber, had him come through for a fresh edge up, make sure my geometry was on point. Cameras, popped a couple bottles of rosé, talked to the people, gave a speech, and let them know how we do on the west side of the island. Check.
What do you say to your skeptics? There are some who are demanding to see the body.
Let me be clear. Osama bin Laden is a wrap, B. It's over, okay? The last thing I said to my military connect on Twitter was this. Lay the murder game down, B. Body that nigga, and then bring the body back. Don't come back with no body.
First. he sure writes good. Otto just signed a bill to extend the Patriot Act 4 more years. Way to go, Otto.
You're saying you have the body of Osama bin Laden.
And optimistic hope stuff. Now we can go on keeping you snugly and secure.
You have the body of Osama bin Laden in the trunk of your limousine.
Osama bin Laden's dead body is in the trunk of the f***ing limousine.
Specifically, any tangible thing at all. Which means if you write your private diary in a book made of antimatter, it's safe from prying eyes. So don't worry. We want you to be so snugly and secure, we're not even going to tell you how we interpret the law. Because as long as you're safe, you won't want to know. Unless you're a terrorist. You see, when Osama was alive, the Patriot Act was essential. But now that Osama is dead, the Patriot Act is essential.
Smell that? Simple. That's not Old Spice.
As simple as knowing that when Otto Penn signs a spying on Americans law, you'll automatically love it. Unless you're not a patriot.
You're smelling as a new fragrance entitled Corpse by Osama. Ah.
President, what is next for you in the coming days?
Tim, I'm glad you asked that. First plan of action, make McDonald's breakfast all day. Because I'm the head of the motherfucking state.
Any last words?
Gaddafi, I'm coming for that ass. I run the military if you want that beef. And then Tim, I have a new single out. People need to get ready for the video because it's about to be bananas.
Can we hear a little something?
Sure.
to droughts. This is just a sampling of some recent news reports.
Now more than 1,500 people are still unaccounted for following Sunday evening's tornado in Joplin, Missouri. The storm killed at least 122, both huge numbers, given how many people live there.
The massive tornado tore through Joplin, Missouri Sunday, flattening entire neighborhoods and claiming an untold number of lives. 11 bodies were pulled from just one location alone. The storm was so powerful it reportedly ripped the bark from trees as wind speeds approached 150 miles per hour.
The latest information I have from Oklahoma City is that there are now two confirmed dead in the state of Oklahoma tonight.
Yeah.
122 confirmed dead in Joplin, Missouri from the storm that hit there Saturday. 1,500 missing, according to a fire captain in Joplin, and the tornadoes are said to be still breaking out tonight.
Look at this tornado. This is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Look at it just tearing up the ground. Look at the debris. That's a roof. It's taking roofs.
A record-breaking 173 tornadoes tore through 14 states. Supercells, biblical in size and strength, ripping through homes and devastating farmland. Frightening scenes of nature's fury, the worst breakout of tornadoes in 40 years. The hardest hit state, Alabama.
They were massive, truly massive tornadoes, nearly a mile wide, churning through homes, taking more than a dozen lives in Tuscaloosa. Another five dead here, six dead there. And the storms all across the state of Alabama.
Compare and access satellite imaging.
Pictures of rubble like this week's shots from Joplin, Missouri, you should not wonder, is this somehow related to the tornado outbreak 3 weeks ago in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or the enormous outbreak a couple of weeks before that, which together comprised the most active April for tornadoes in U.S. history? No, that doesn't mean a thing. It is better to think of these as isolated, unpredictable, discrete events. It is not advisable to try to connect them to your in your mind with, say, the fires running across Texas. Fires that have burned more of America at this point this year than any wildfires have in previous years. Texas and adjoining parts of Oklahoma and New Mexico are drier than they've ever been. The drought is worse than that of the Dust Bowl, but do not wonder if they're somehow connected.
Those are the words of Bill McKibben.
After another has been crapping out in the
last year, throwing snake eyes. I mean, you saw the pictures from Queensland in Australia, because Queensland in Australia has a lot of white people and TV cameras. You didn't see similar pictures from Sri Lanka, from Vietnam, from the Philippines, from Brazil, northeast of Rio, where they've had similar kinds of mega floods, now Colombia. There were some pictures from Pakistan because it was such an epic event. There were, last summer, about a quarter of that country underwater. The Red Cross said in February that there were still 4 million homeless people from those floods in Pakistan. Of all the big things that have happened in Pakistan in the last year, the biggest one by far was that epic biblical flood that came pouring down the Indus.
You go on to talk about, the connections you shouldn't make. And you say, because if you asked yourself what it meant that the Amazon has just come through its second 100-year drought in the past 5 years, or that the pine forests across the western part of this continent have been obliterated by a beetle in the past decade, well, you might have to ask other questions, such as, should President Obama really just have opened a huge swath of Wyoming to new coal mining? And you go on with a series of questions. First, talk about the Amazon. This is always what is linked, raised on those who are questioning climate change. You're talking about a drought in the Amazon, and you're talking about these massive floods. Obviously, there's no connection, they say. But talk about government policy under President Obama.
Sure. First of all, just two connections. The atmosphere gets moister. That means that in some areas there's more evaporation and hence more drought. And in other areas, that stuff is coming down. Now, to President Obama, look, the guy has done a better job on climate change than George Bush. That's not an enormous claim to make. He's doing something. He's also doing a lot of things that are very, very damaging.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. With all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon, how come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my bill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special.
WKM Radio, I'm Furious George. Thanks for listening to this crazy, unscripted storm of crazy music and weather. I'm Furious George. We're here with some friends, and stick around. Bodaciousness is coming up next. This is micro-powered, community-based radio.
Yes.
In the background is some stuff from a guy named Dilla. I'll be back.
Yes.